So looking at the Proposal 1 fallout today, I got a Facebook message a little bit ago from a person who used to be involved directly in Michigan politics, now is not. But this was his summation. I'm going to leave his name off at request. The summation is, everyone seems to agree the voters sent a strong message yesterday, but can't agree on what that message is. We need more money to fix the roads. We've got plenty of money to fix our roads already. No new taxes. Taxes only for the roads. No cuts to other programs. Cuts to other programs. Reduce elected official salaries, lower truck weights, more road warranties. Interestingly, it seems that each person believes that the message sent yesterday looks remarkably similar to exactly how they personally felt 2 months ago. The Plan B business is about to get interesting. Yes, indeed it is. Joining us now on the line to discuss is State Representative Sam Singh from East Lansing here, who will be tasked with, along with other leadership in the State House and Senate, with coming up with some Plan B out there. He's a Democrat from East Lansing. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, what'd you think of the summation there? Again, I'm not going to put a name to that, but I've heard everybody basically say today from all political persuasions, see, I was right. So the voters obviously were right last night. They always have the last word, and they voted 4 out of 5. Just like Dennis, who recommended a particular toothpaste, they said no. So what comes next?
Well, obviously what comes next is we have to, take a look at all the issues. The good thing is we've looked at these issues, so there's no surprise what we have to do. And, you know, I can just tell you from what I heard being in the district over the last 3 months when people talked about this issue, you know, the number one issue they told me that they wanted us to resolve, obviously they didn't like the fact that we gave them the final vote. They wanted us to resolve it ourselves. And then the second thing was that they wanted to make sure that everybody was paying their fair share. A lot of people were talking about truck weights and obviously concerns about how trucks make damage. Were they paying their fair share under this proposal? They didn't feel that. Then also wanted to make sure that everyday people weren't paying too much when everybody got tax cuts 4 years ago and a bunch of middle-class people got their taxes raised. They wanted to make sure other people who had these tax cuts were paying their fair share. That's kind of what I had heard while I was going from community meeting to community meeting.
Representative Sam Singh joining us this morning here at the wake. This is the Wednesday morning quarterbacking edition of the morning wake up here, the loss by Proposal 1. So, Sam, when you look here, and again, you look ahead, you definitely, this was a partnership of some strange bedfellows. There was definitely bipartisanship going on between the governor, between many Democrats, and those in the advocacy groups who said, no, this is our best chance. Well, now it has failed. And you say you talked to constituents. Is there any kind of unanimity in getting something done quickly? Because you can't, on the pro side, safe road, yes, you can't say our roads are crumbling, falling apart, they're not safe, and then not do anything quickly. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that assessment. I do think people want us to resolve this quickly. You know, I'm getting ready to walk into an appropriations committee meeting at 8 o'clock, and I'll be obviously talking about this. I think there's at a minimum, we should be dealing with a number of the bills that were passed. As you know, there was 10 bills that were attached to the passage of this proposal, but, you know, some of them were keeping trucks accountable. I'd like us to reduce truck weights. I'd like to make sure that there's higher fines against trucks who are overweight. I want to make sure that the diesel tax that trucks pay are equal to the tax that you and I pay at the pump. I think those were common sense things that people agreed with across the board, whether you were a Tea Party Republican or a liberal Democrat, you believed in that. Also making sure our warranties were more effective and so forth. So there's 4 or 5 bills I think we can do immediately, whether it's this week or next week. That'll be up for the Republicans. But again, the Republicans have had 4.5 years of leadership with all chambers, the House, the Senate, and the governorship. And they only passed one proposal, and that was Proposal 1. And the question is, are they going to make the hard decisions, or are they going to just go back to the old way of doing things, which they did the first couple of years they were in office, which was take some money from the schools, take some money from local governments, and patch together $300 million and say they've done something, when we all know this is a very large issue. It's actually $1.2 billion to $2 billion worth of new revenue we need every year to actually fix the roads.
Because of how one-sided this vote was, are you worried that the majority party is going to say, well, the people have spoken, they want something done now, and the only way to do it in short order, and we can't go back for another vote right now for the state constitution, et cetera, is to make cuts. Are you worried about that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, one of the things we've already seen cuts within this budget to K through 12, and some of our communities are not seeing the increases that they should be in a variety of different things. And this is even before the roads conversation. So if they're going to go in there and take more money out of the schools, take more money out of higher education to try to pretend like they've done something, I think that's just bad policy. It doesn't actually fix the roads, and it just kicks the can down the road. I'm ready to spend all summer focused on a comprehensive solution. We had other alternatives that the Senate Republicans passed last year that I think we should revisit. But at the same point in time, you know, the Republicans are in power. They have the numbers. They didn't do anything. The first proposal that was actually passed to try to deal with the issue was this proposal one. Mm. And the question is, what are they going to do now?
Would you support the calling of a special session to get this hammered out, get it done?
There's no need, actually, for a special session. There's no requirement that we actually take a summer recess. And so I don't think we have to do anything. I think that we just have to have the political will. I mean, last year at this juncture, we were demanding that we stay in session. We actually, as Democrats, voted against the Republicans, you know, breaking for summer recess because we hadn't finalized the vote proposal. And again, if they try that again, I tell you, Democrats will be there saying we don't want to go on a summer break until a comprehensive plan. I don't want one of these short term, we're going to get $100 million, $200 million and pretend like we're doing something. I want a comprehensive plan that's actually going to fix that. We should have the political will to do that. That's what the voters were telling us. They were upset that we kicked the can to them. They want us to solve this, and they want a comprehensive solution, not something that's just a Band-Aid.
Was there any, was it beyond messaging here? Was there, take the messaging aside, was there any way this had any chance of passing based on the numbers you've seen today?
Well, you know, perhaps it couldn't, but, you know, there was actually a lot of mistakes made on the campaign side of this. You know, the governor made, a change in campaign leadership, surprising change in campaign leadership, very early on in the year, which was not based on, I guess, it was more based on ideology from what I've been told, and making sure that certain Republican firms were getting money out of this versus having the best team possible. So when you have that kind of setback on top of, not doing the appropriate messaging, I think that's what doomed this in the end.
Right. Sam Singh, representative in the State House from East Lansing, we appreciate you joining us this morning to go through some of this. It'll be interesting in the days to come. You're going to be part of it.
Absolutely.